Hold on to summer with WBEZ at the Evanston Folk Festival this weekend. We're hosting tent talks with folk artists Bonnie Kolak, Sam Beam, Roseanne Cash, and more. Info at wbez.org/events.
Good afternoon, I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. The National Weather Service is warning swimmers to stay out of Lake Michigan Monday. Dangerous currents and waves up to 7 feet are expected at beaches in Lake County and northern and central Cook County. Indiana's Lake and Porter counties are also included in that warning. The Weather Service says conditions will be life-threatening, especially for inexperienced swimmers. They're also cautioning people not to walk onto piers, jetties, breakwalls, or other shoreline structures. The warning lasts through Monday evening. Students from a Southwest Side trade school at risk of closing due to federal funding cuts are speaking out. President Donald Trump is aiming to cut federal funding for contractor-run trade centers that are part of the longstanding U.S. Jobs Corps program for at-risk youth. Isaac Jules Ray is part of the carpentry program at the Paul Simon Chicago Jobs Corps Center in Chicago's Little Village and spoke at City Hall on Monday.
The respect that you get among yourself, among the staff, just by being there, showing up, and putting in your hard work and time is a wonderful feeling. And that feeling is what makes us a better person.
A federal judge has issued a temporary pause on Trump's order to cut funding for the job training centers, including the one in Chicago and another in Joliet. Alderman Mike Rodriguez with U.S. Congressman Jesus Chuy Garcia held the hearing to call on the feds to reverse course. States, including Illinois, will have to begin funding the food assistance program known as SNAP starting in 2028. That's after President Donald Trump signed his federal tax and spending bill into law last week. It made cuts and changes to the program. Kate Mayer is the CEO of the Greater Chicago Food Depository. She told WBEZ's Reset she anticipates up to a quarter of the people in Illinois who receive SNAP benefits to lose them. And organizations like hers aren't able to fill the gap.
So if you take the entire emergency food system in this community, in this state, and in this country, and you take our impact for every meal we are able to provide, SNAP provides 9.
About 2 million people in Illinois currently receive SNAP benefits, and it's not clear right now if the state will be able to fund the program. You're listening to The Rundown. And next up, a new segment from Chicago Public Media about money.
Hi, I'm WBEZ producer Noah Jennings. Alongside the Chicago Sun-Times, we're gathering your questions about all things money and finances. Then each week, we bring you answers from the people who know best. This week, we got this question from Ben in Chicago's Westtown neighborhood. He asks, how do people move from short-term savings plus a 401k to midterm savings for unclear goals? I'd like to start investing toward a house beyond a normal savings account, and I'm not sure where to start. To find out, we called up an expert.
Well, hi, I'm Greg King. I'm a wealth advisor with Johnson Financial Group. I hold my certified financial planner designation, and I have been in the industry for 10 years. And it's a good question, Ben, because everybody runs into that. They get their first job, you know, they defer 401k. They feel like, okay, I'm finally making money and my savings account is growing to a level where I could see this word investment come to mind. I don't know where to invest. I don't know where to start. My checking and savings are in a good place. So I think my next goal would be to buy a house. I mean, that's generally the path that gets taken is let me look at housing. And so that's the challenge of what type of goal it is. We know that. And my advice on goals is you need to be specific and measurable. It's like when New Year's, the ball drops, you're saying, I want to lose weight this year. That's not really a goal. But if you said you wanted to lose, you know, 15 pounds by April 15th, now we're talking. We have a set date and how much. So just like that with a house, you should understand what type of house, condo, property that you're buying, how much it's worth, and when you want to buy it. So if it's 3 years out, let's just say, and your down payment is $50,000, that's specific and measurable. You can work that backwards into your standard budget. And when you work that back, there's X amount of months for 3 years, 36, and maybe it's $1,000 a month. That can look really intimidating, but that's where that math lies. You probably want to understand, what do I invest in to get me there? Well, I certainly would not do stocks. Stocks are not guaranteed. They're extremely volatile. They could fall the month before you're trying to buy your home. So I would stick to things like money market, CDs, high yield savings, something like that, where it's essentially safe. And right now you're getting great yield for. I think it's always a healthy practice to have a surplus in your budget. You don't want to be bringing in $3,000 a month and spending $3,500, right? And I think you need to work on your budget first, and you got to hone in on what you should set aside. I think 10% for savings is a great number. I think 10% for retirement is a great number. If you can start right away, and that's the hardest part, is like everybody's in this, you know, 28 to 35 years old and revisiting budgets. But I would say the rule of thumb is 10 and 10. And then with that 10% savings, I would start to invest that in something moderate or moderate aggressive for a goal that you just don't know is there yet. And I think that would be my advice, is you need to participate in the market, because things like inflation really kick your butt in the long run if you just sit in a checking or savings.
That was Greg King, the Senior Vice President, Wealth Advisor with Johnson Financial Group. And if you want to get your financial questions answered by an expert, leave us a voicemail at 312-312-2122. Weather for today, sunny with a few clouds, breezy with a high close to 82, cooler by the lake. Tonight, increasing clouds, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a chance for scattered afternoon thunderstorms, high near 88. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.